fellow partners. On this episode, we're going to give you a short, punchy message about the importance of constant education and consistent learning. And no better than Kim to tell us what she just learned over this past weekend.
So I attended a Tom Wheelwright CPA leadership conference with a whole bunch of CPAs. So nothing like feeling a little out of place, yet I wanted to do two things. I wanted to just have a little uptick in my own personal development, and I knew that Tom's leadership conference was going to contain that. Now, why would I want that? Well, I'm a firm believer that if you're not working on growing in your leadership skills and who you are as a human being, then you are dying. And so I'm not interested in that. And so I happily paid money. I could have even asked Tom to come for free, but I didn't. I happily paid money because if you want skin in the game, you're going to get better results. I should say, if you want better results, you should have skin in the game. And Robert Kiyosaki was there. So that was kind of fun. I got to wave at my friend. And then, like I said, there were a whole bunch of CPAs there, and I was like the outgoing one of the bunch, and I'm not even outgoing. Nevertheless, we were all on Zoom, so it didn't matter. So I have a couple quotes from the event that I want to share, but before I do that, I really want to dial in on that importance. And it's funny because a couple months ago, Todd Langford, my husband, and Patrick Donahoe, our third party that helps us with our prosperity economics movement, we all attended an event together, and somebody happened to snap a photo of us, and I sent it out to our advisor community saying, look, this is what you do to grow, whether it's on Zoom or in person. Attending events is such an awesome, awesome way to grow. And it's interesting. I heard somebody share at Tom Wheelwright's deal that they had gone to an event one time, felt really out of place. So that does happen sometimes. They felt like they were out of their league a little. And so they thought, you know, I'm just going to ask some people how they've done it. Like, I'm here, I'm already embarrassed. I might as well just ask people how they've done it. Well, they got a whole bunch of different answers. And so like no real clarity to the answer, how you've done it. But they noticed one really important thing. And that is how each of them showed up physically in the room. And I would also even almost say, not psychologically, there's another word that's a P that I'm looking for, but how their presence was. And it was head up, shoulders back, humble confidence. And I thought that was so cool. I love the term humble confidence anyway. I use it all the time. But I thought the head up, shoulders back was really interesting. Physiology, that's the word that I was looking for. How they were physically was indicative of how they were physiologically. And so what that is, and I don't have a Google in front of me, but it's how your body and your mind are connecting to then indicate how you are in your presence. And I just loved that. It was such a cool aha that this person had for attending their events. And you can see that on Zoom, right? You can totally see how people's shoulders are, whether they're slumped, whether they're sitting back in their chair, like, hey, dude, drives me crazy. Or whether they're sitting up and they're engaged and they're ready to go and they're smiling. I mean, all that stuff matters big time, maybe even more on Zoom than it does on a physical event. So anyway, I just learned some super cool things. Here's a quote for you. We've got to have this in the show notes. Add more years to your life and life to your years. I don't even remember who said it, but somebody on the event said it. I might have adjusted it a little bit to suit me really well, but I just think that's so cool. Now, here you are listening to me going, I thought this was a tax event, right? And yet it's so valuable what we learn for ourselves as human beings, almost more valuable than the tax stuff. So the tax stuff was cool. I'll share one thing, if I can remember all seven of them, that was just awesome. So Tom says that the tax code is an incentive for how we act. and that there are seven specific things that people might want to look at that are tax benefits, not tax deductions. Don't get confused. Tax benefits for how we invest. Now, let's see if I can remember the seven, because I wrote those down on some notes that are not in front of me right now. One of them was businesses. One of them was energy, which in the US, because Tom does speaking all over the world, so everything that he talks about is worldwide. But in the US, energy is both solar and fossil fuels. One of them was insurance, because as we know, the death benefit of life insurance is paid tax-free. So tax benefits, not tax deduction, get clear on that. Now, one of them is also retirement plans, which are the opposite of the insurance in that they are tax deductible. But again, I just want to reiterate, he wasn't talking about tax deductions. He was talking about tax benefits. Real estate, of course, was one of them. So now I'm at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Guess you'll just have to come back to the next podcast for me to remember the other two, because I can't remember them right now. But it was 3 days of fabulous leadership training that I adored, and a little tiny bit of some tax information. And so that's why we attend events, is to learn and grow as a human being. And then, yes, get some details about the specific area that's getting covered.
Yeah. You know, there's something actually, a lesson inside of this, which is it's if we kind of go the full meta approach, which is you didn't know maybe lessons 4, 5, 6, and 7, okay, that was covered. But that's not the point of going to an event. Going to the event, as you mentioned, a lot of that is shoulders back, head up. A lot of that is meeting with the right people. A lot of it is also when things are great, it's pulling us out and getting us to think better. Or maybe when things are really bad, it's pulling us out and saying, okay, I've got a group of people that are here with me, and this is a chance to recharge. So because you didn't know those ones, I think that's pretty common. So you shared a lot of
always
wisdom in there.
Always fun to do. And so for you, go find an event. Not only does it help you speak, and we know that when we're paralyzed, speaking gets us out of that. It helps you learn and listen. And we know that that's when we grow. And be prepared to sometimes feel kind of frustrated, because like this gal that had attended this other event and was just like completely feeling like she was out of place. Sometimes that out of placeness, that feeling that, oh my gosh, I'm not big enough, quote unquote, to be in this room, is the very thing that drives us forward to get us to produce more, help more, give more, create more, whatever it is that needs to happen for us to get to the next level.
So good. That is so perfect. And listeners, you're doing it right now by putting on this podcast in your car, your headphones, whatever it may be, and tuning in. That's making a difference. So thank you for listening. If you're not already a subscriber, make sure you're following us. And then do one more thing, share it with someone else so that both of you can learn together. So thanks for being on this short episode of the episode of this podcast with us, Kim. And listeners, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.